After Krishna had rescued the inhabitants of Vrindavana by lifting Govardhana hill and the danger had passed, the innocent cowherd boys and men began to discuss his wonderful activities. Without fully understanding the intricacies of the Supreme Lord's spiritual opulences, they still could see that his deeds surpassed ordinary human power, and they spoke together in amazement. One of them said, "My dear friends, considering his wonderful activities, how is it possible that such an uncommon boy would come and live with us in Vrindavana? He is now only 7 years old. How could he lift Govardhana hill with one hand and hold it up as easily as an elephant holds a lotus flower? When he was a small baby and could not even see properly, he killed the great demoness Putana. While she offered him her breast with poison, he took her life and delivered her. When he was only 3 months old, sleeping under a hand-driven cart, he cried for his mother's milk and threw his legs upward, and from the kicking of his small feet, the cart broke apart and fell to pieces. When he was only 1 year old, the demon Trinavarta carried him high into the sky as a whirlwind, yet Krishna hung on the demon's neck and forced him to fall and die. Once Mother Yashoda, disturbed by his butter stealing, tied him to a wooden mortar, and the child pulled it toward the twin Yamala Arjuna trees and caused them to fall. While tending calves with Balarama, he bifurcated the beak of Bakasura. When Vatsasura entered among the calves to kill him, he detected the demon, killed him, and threw him aside. When they entered Talavana, Dhenukasura attacked in the form of an ass and was killed by Balarama, who cleared the forest for the animals and people of Vrindavana. When Pralambasura entered among the cowherd boys, Krishna arranged that Balarama would kill him. Thereafter, Krishna saved his friends and cows from a severe forest fire. He chastised the Kaliya serpent in the Yamuna and forced him to leave, making the water safe. And now he has held Govardhana hill. Another friend of Nanda Maharaja said, "My dear Nanda, we do not know why we are so attracted by your son Krishna. We want to forget him, but this is impossible. Why are we so naturally affectionate toward him? On one hand he is only a boy of 7 years, and on the other there is a huge hill like Govardhana, which he lifted so easily. O Nanda Maharaja, we are in great doubt. Your son must be one of the demigods. He is not an ordinary boy. Maybe he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Hearing their praises, King Nanda said, "My dear friends, in reply I can simply present the statement of Gargamuni so that your doubts may be cleared. When he came to perform the name-giving ceremony, he said that this boy descends in different periods of time, in different colors, and that this time he has appeared in Vrindavana in a blackish color, known as Krishna. Previously he had white, then red, then yellow color. Garga also said that this boy was once the son of Vasudeva, and everyone who knows of his previous birth calls him Vasudeva. He said my son has many varieties of names according to his different qualities and activities. Gargacharya assured me that this boy would be all auspicious for my family and would give transcendental pleasure to all the cowherd men and cows in Vrindavana. Even if we were put into various difficulties, by his grace, we would be easily freed. He said that formerly this boy saved the world from an unregulated condition and saved honest men from dishonest thieves. Any fortunate person who becomes attached to this boy, Krishna, is never vanquished or defeated by his enemy. On the whole, he is exactly like Lord Vishnu, who always takes the side of the demigods and is never defeated by demons." Garvacharya concluded that my child would grow to be exactly like Vishnu in transcendental beauty, qualification, activities, influence, and opulence. So we should not be astonished by his wonderful activities. After telling me this, Gargacharya returned home, and since then we have continually seen the wonderful activities of this child. According to Garga's version, I consider that he must be Narayana himself, or a plenary portion of Narayana. When all the cowherd men had attentively heard Gargamuni's statements through Nanda Maharaja, they better appreciated Krishna's wonderful activities and became jubilant and satisfied. They praised Nanda because by consulting him, their doubts were cleared. They prayed, "Let Krishna, who is so kind, beautiful, and merciful, protect us." When angry Indra sent torrents of rain with ice and high wind, Krishna compassionately saved us, our families, cows, and possessions, by picking up Govardhana Hill as a child picks up a mushroom. May he continue to glance mercifully over us and our cows. May we live peacefully under the protection of wonderful Krishna.